And notice how he honors her not only for what she does, but also for what she doesn't do. For he says that she brings in virtue and eradicates vice, or rather, she doesn't even allow it to take root. So he didn't say, she envies, sure, but she overcomes envy, or she's arrogant, but she corrects that behavior, but she doesn't envy, doesn't boast, isn't proud, which is truly the most admirable. She achieves her good deeds even without effort, and her victory is established without conflict or warfare. She doesn't allow those who possess her to struggle and then receive the crown, but instead grants them her prize without effort. If there's no passion contradicting sensible reasoning, what kind of struggle could there be?